The Israelis called it a targeted airstrike. The UNRWA boss, Philippe Lazzarini, called it another horrific day for Gaza. The Israeli airstrike at a UN school complex is reported to have killed dozens at a centre that had become a shelter for displaced Palestinians. Israeli officials fighting what they say is a renewed Hamas insurgency. They said they targeted Hamas operatives, including some of the October 7 attackers. Many of the dead and injured were taken to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Baha. It's a city near the strike site. Karen Huster is Médecins Sans Frontières operative in Gaza, and in a voice note sent from the hospital, she described the situation there after the emergency room received yet more casualties.
The scene inside the emergency room of Al-Aqsa Hospital is even worse than yesterday. They have no chance to reorganize from the days from yesterday's events, and now they are struck again with mass casualties after mass casualties. The so-called red zone, where the most critical patients are being seen, is a devastation scene. It's a war zone. Patients are on the floor. There's blood everywhere. There are no beds to be seen. Dead bodies are not being taken to the morgue because the facility is overwhelmed. So you have to try and make your way and bring new patients, new critical patients, to be cared for in the middle of people who have died and new people who are being brought in. It's just absolute mayhem. Al-Aqsa's hospital is a sinking ship. In the operating room, patients are lying on the floor on stretchers, coming from last night's bombings, waiting for a place in the operating theater. Unfortunately, because there is no triage, or virtually no triage, being done in the emergency department, several cases are being brought that are cases that, honestly, today, given the capacity of the hospital and given the capacity of Gaza, are cases that are not survivable. But yet it is incredibly difficult for the nurses and the physicians in the emergency department to not give hope. The fact that there are so few hospitals remaining standing in Gaza just worsens the situation. There is no way to refer anyone to any other hospital. Even partner international organizations, hospitals, are asked to relocate because it is too unsafe for them to be there. And so wave after wave after wave of mass casualties arriving in Al-Aqsa stay in Al-Aqsa and die in Al-Aqsa.
Now, MSF says their teams were not present at the site of the UNRWA school, and because the hospital doesn't register the origin of the patients, they're not able to make a certain direct correlation at this point between that event and the mass casualties at the hospital yesterday. For more, we're going to talk to Sam Rose now, who's the head of planning at UNRWA, the UN agency responsible for supporting Palestinians. Sam, thank you for joining us. I know you're recently returned from Rafah. What can you tell us, and what do you know about the dead and injured at the school complex from yesterday?
Well, thanks for having me on. Look, what we know is that at around 2 o'clock in the morning, the night before last, on the 6th of June, there were the strikes on the school, an UNRWA school in Nusayrah. And that school was sheltering about 6,000 Palestinians. These are many who have been displaced multiple occasions during the war. So 6,000 people in a school, in classrooms, in the courtyard of the school. And without warning, the Israeli army targeted a number of the classrooms in that school. We've not been able to verify the number of dead, but we believe between 35 and 45 people have been killed. And given the way these things work, typically about 2 to 3 times as many people injured. And I think that was what you were hearing from the lady from MSF who was on earlier describing the scenes at the hospital. So, I mean, utter devastation and yet another attack in a catalogue of attacks and incidents and horrors that we wake up to on a weekly, if not daily, basis these days in Gaza.
And among that number, can you confirm how many were children, how many were women?
We've not been able to confirm that directly. I've seen certain reports that state, I don't know, up to 23 women and children amongst the dead. What we can say is that given the young population of Gaza, it's highly likely that there are a large number of women and children amongst the dead in any attack of this nature, given how overcrowded, how cramped conditions are in these very small areas of Gaza that the population is confined to. It's inevitable that there'll be large numbers of civilian casualties, unfortunately.
Now, as you know, there is very specific information coming from the Israeli authorities. They say, the military says, they insist they targeted up to 30 militants using three classrooms in the complex at the base. How do you respond to that?
I mean, we are shocked by these very serious allegations that there were militants operating in the school or present in the school. We call on all parties to respect the humanitarian nature of these classrooms, of these UN facilities, and not to violate them. Now, international law provides obligations on all parties to the conflict, and we insist that those be upheld. And these are important principles of distinction, proportionality and precaution. Mm-hmm. And even if the Israeli army does have reason to believe that there are militants in these schools who pose an immediate threat to civilian life in Israel, then certain precautions need to be taken mm-hmm. to avoid or at least minimize civilian casualties. And it's hard to see with the number of casualties in this event that those principles have been applied, but this will be subject to an investigation later. So it will.
The Israelis say those principles were applied and they stayed within the law. They also have released the names of 9 people killed. They claim they were associated, 2 of them with Hamas, 7 of them with Islamic Jihad. Are the 9 known to you and to UNRWA?
They are not, no. I mean, I'm in the UK right now, but no, they are not known. We've not been able to access the sites. Yet, whenever there's an incident of this nature, there have to be rubble clearance operations, there have to be mine clearance operations before we're able to go and carry out any kind of inspection. And as far as I understand, we've not been able to get there yet. So, no, we cannot verify these names.
Are you?
And we're not in the business of UNRWA, verifying the names.
So will you launch a direct UNRWA investigation into what Israel is saying?
I'm not sure if it will be a direct UNRWA investigation. Normally, events of this nature, and there have been so many of them in this conflict and in previous conflicts, where there's this scale of casualties, there will be some kind of investigation. Okay. I don't know exactly what form that will be.
Sam, in the last minute we have, I want to ask you about what we heard there from Karen Huster in relation to the Al-Aqsa Hospital, and also your own experience, because you're just back from Rafah.
Yeah, I mean, the story that she tells and the picture that she describes are sadly the truth across all hospitals in Gaza, and it's part and parcel of an extremely miserable life and a miserable existence that the civilian population is going through and has gone through for the past 8 months. So the very vivid picture she painted, yeah, it resonates, and we've all seen it, we've all heard it, and sadly next week there'll probably be another similar incident. This is just such a horrible, horrible tragedy, unfortunately.
Sam Rose of UNRWA, thank you very much indeed.